They all lived as tenants down there on us.
Oh, they did.
Now you asking about Miss Utalia, but I think getting a plane working at that filling station kind of gone a little bit to Melvin's head.
He was.
I tell you that Mr. is a pretty good man. If I can get hold of him for you, I'll see Frank Wayne's there and ask him if he or Mr. Mayor will let you do it.
All right, I'll tell you, I'm to go see this fellow, and I don't know how he's going to turn out.
Who, Hudy?
Yes, and if he, you know, you really can't tell until you talk to him. He may not be interested.
I tell you, they were tenants. They were tenants for a long, long, long time. And finally they got out on them, and they've improved. They've come up a lot.
I see.
But Hudy was the best one of them, and they were kind of, for a long time, they were on the lower strata. You know what I'm talking about. Now, he might could do you a good bit of good, but I don't
well,
know.
I want to ask him particularly questions about farming with mules and things like that.
Well, he did do that. He worked on this Bob place down here with the two-story house. You come across the ridge. They lived there a long time. And Hudy's brother lived with us, two of them. And one of them, they lived for us for years, and they lived down on Jim Hamilton's place, some of them. Mm-hmm. Carl comes up here to church sometimes. But I don't know how he would do. I know when we went to Washington, Melvin was the boy that stand at our station up there. One of them didn't finish. One of the brothers that works up there didn't finish school. He didn't go very long. And Melvin did. And I told him that they had to buy the food. That I had enough money to charter a continental bus and would had enough money to pay for the motels that we would stop, our hotels or motels, wherever we stopped. And I had enough money to pay for the entrance fees, but I did not have enough money to pay for all of them's food. And that we would cook a lot and put on the bus cakes and cookies and breads and but anything that was perishable after the first day, the meat, things like that would have to be thrown away because it'd give them ptomaine poison if we kept it and got too hot in there. And I did let them keep some pimento sandwiches for the second day, but that was all. And so we had everything paid for, but just that, that they had to buy the meals except what they ate in the bus, what was left in the bus. And so Melvin came to me and he said, I can't go on the trip to Washington. I said, is it money, Melvin, that you can't get the money for the food? And if you can't get the money for the food, why? I'll see what I can do about it. And so that afternoon, I wrote a letter to Hudy, that's his dad. And I said, he goes by Hugh sometimes. And they called him Hudy down there. And I said, Hudy, what's wrong, the reason Melvin can't go? Do you not have the money? And he has worked pretty hard and to help raise this money. And I wish that if some way that you could let him go. Well, Hudy, after he got that note from me, I think he likes me. I think they all do. And